your fantasy. I can tell you got beat energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle.
Pebble, do you know who this is?
Yeah, because I put the song up.
But if you hadn't put it up, would you have known?
Yes, I would.
It's good.
I have always
no idea
the,
who it is, or what it is, or
Kiss
the name
FM.
Of the song.
Do you know what the real version of this says?
Exactly.
It's not big energy. It's...
Can you use it? Will you get a day of suspension?
Certainly will.
1-800-990-3776. I just asked for a little help. I don't want to talk. I'm just sad. I want everybody else to say whatever you want about the Bucks losing. I just want to listen. And Tony tells me I don't listen very well or very often.
You certainly do not.
1-800-990-3776. Say whatever you want. I want other people to talk about the Bucks losing. I'm just sad. Sad. That'll be the first Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line division of Old National Bank. What?
What do you think they're going to do next year?
I don't know, but I got to wait.
Personnel.
Like, the problem with your teams being good.
The draft is in June. What do you mean?
No, nothing matters until the playoffs. You got a whole year. When do the playoffs start? When you follow good teams, the year gets so short. And the time between, when's the next time the Bucks are going to play a big game? May?
A year from now, probably?
A year from now. Yeah. Or, you know, when did the playoffs start? Late April.
Of April, yeah.
And granted, they're gonna be draft choices, and they're going to make moves and stuff like that. But it's just fiddling and diddling until you start the playoffs. I can imagine what it was like with the Bulls and their fans. Now, what they could do is just gloat for most of the time because of all the titles. But you still have the Bucks are world champions forever. Forever. And I've experienced that. It feels as good today as it did. Well, not. It doesn't feel the same. Sadness is 1-800-990-3776. Call in and say whatever you want. Whatever you want about the Bucks season.
Yeah,
they
do.
No, they have things to say. People.
I think they're sad.
Negativity creates the most passion. So maybe
they're crying right now.
Maybe there's less because there's no one to blame. Who do you blame for the Bucks losing? Who? Nobody. Middleton was hurt, and Lopez was hurt. That was it.
Can I blame you?
You can blame. Yeah, if that makes you feel better. Do you blame it? I don't. That's part of the reason you don't. The refs or they got screwed. No, everybody knows the Bucks lost. Why? Because Middleton was hurt, and Lopez might as well have been hurt because he couldn't do near what he normally does.
Lopez not hurt.
1-800-99. Well, sure he was hurt. He didn't do near as much what he normally would have done. If he had, wouldn't he have contributed more? They talked about he was averaging like 7 points, and he had 7 points in the first quarter. 1-800-990-3776.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't.
That was the only time they were up 10.
I
said it was a perfect quarter, and they were getting.
It wasn't hurt, though. They just didn't utilize it.
Well, not as much yesterday, but you also had the fact he hadn't made a 3-point shot in the first 6 games of the series. I mean, he clearly wasn't 100%. All right, Dan, it's your show. Dan, you're on 94.5 ESPN. It's the Dan and Hall of Famer show. Go ahead, Dan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So, listen, I take my cues from Giannis, and in his post game, he looked exhausted. He looked tired, but he said, "Hey, this was a heck of a series, and I had fun." So when I think about us winning our championship last year, if it wasn't for a fluke, you know, roll of the ankle by Kyrie, we may not have been world champions, right?
Hey, don't forget the hamstring by Harden first play.
There you go. I mean, it happens. I'm not all that stressed about us not bringing it home this year. I feel like our core will be back next year, and I don't know. This is a bump in the road.
So you're not really blaming anybody?
No. Stuff happens.
All right, got it.
That's right.
Stuff happens. He wanted to use another word, but he didn't want to be spent. Anything else, Dan? It's your show. Dan and the Hall of Famer. Would you have anything else you want to mention or focus on? 1-800-990-3776. I like Dan. Dan is helping me.
Hey, Dan's realistic. He's like, hey,
I really don't care if he's realistic or he says something stupid. I just want people to say whatever it is they're thinking. The Bucks, it's over. And it's like it feels like 5 years before they play again. And it's not, and things will happen that are important. It's not like what the Bucks do between now and next year's playoffs will more than anything else determine how far they go, right? What they do with the parts, in addition to the ones we know. We know the three parts for sure.
The main parts.
I'm not sure. You think Lopez is for sure again?
I don't see a problem with Lopez.
All right. I don't either. I just don't know that he's the other three. To me, it's 99%. Yeah, but he's an old guy. And 1-800-990-3776. Whatever you want to say, I say only one thing. Sad. Sad.
Very sad.
Sad. It's over. There's nothing to watch. Like, I might watch Boston and Miami, but probably just the same reason that Pebble. Did you watch USFL this week?
I did not, no.
Oh.
Will you watch the NBA Finals?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I'm curious to see how they do. This year, curious to see. I have someone who's... who's been very difficult on me, tough on me, because he says I didn't think Jason Kidd would ever get another coaching job, which I didn't. And then now he's in Dallas, and he would appear to be doing okay.
Not bad.
Well, I could coach that team. So could you.
You could?
Yeah, with that guy.
Hey, they don't have Hardaway Jr. in there. They're doing really good.
They got one superstar.
Super-duper star.
Who sets the stage just like Giannis does. But... I checked my peep, and they said that Jason Kidd has changed and made some adjustments versus how he coached in Milwaukee and was willing to be an assistant.
Who's better, Luka or Giannis?
Giannis.
Giannis? Giannis? Better than Luka?
That's right. Yep. Yep.
Ooh, put it up, Pebble. If you're starting I'll a team, who do you want, Luka or Giannis?
Yeah. We have had this debate before, and it always comes down to me to one difference.
What's that?
Defense. Defense. Because you know what they called Luka? Cone. He used to be Cone Luca. Cone Luca. But that's we can put that up as well. 1-800-990-3776. You blame someone, you got no one to blame. It's over. What are you thinking about the Milwaukee Bucks? I'm sad. I don't want to talk. I need you to fill in for me with the Hall of Famer. I'll put your name first, just like I did the last call. It's your show along with the Hall of Famer. Take it away on the Bucks next.
It's Homer and Tony.